Yo.
Yo.
We back for a minute. and then gone again.
So how long is said minute, son? How long is said minute?
Hey, enjoy while you can.
You might as well be a truck driver, son.
Man, listen.
Get you an 18-wheeler, call it a day. Get bread while you're out there on the road,
boy.
Son. I-10 crawling.
That's it. You know me, I got to be on I-10 by 10.
So. Oh, man, let's get into it, man.
Let's go.
Woo!
Woo!
T-Rex. T-Rex.
Addicted crew DJs. Get addicted, baby. Damn, homie. Damn, homie. In high school, you was the man, homie.
Ooh, you is the man. Yeah, man. Yeah, man. Yeah, man. Yeah, man.
What?
Once again, I'm here.
Let's get one thing clear.
At least it ain't been that long of a break between the last one. So.
Probably about 2 weeks, 3 weeks?
Yeah, two weeks, I think.
Okay.
And we on a Saturday, so.
Yeah. Hey. Got to get in when we finish.
Hey, can you please upload the pod on time?
No.
I be jumping up Tuesday morning like, whoop, I got to listen to the pod. See what's up. This, hey man, where the pod at? Oh, man.
I'm waiting to Friday.
My bad. Wait, what?
I needed something to listen to while I was in the road, man.
Wait, what? Oh,
no,
man.
But I will upload it for Tuesday this week.
What's good, though?
Man, we here.
What's been going on with you?
Just got home about 40 minutes ago.
Oh, where? What was you at?
Lonnie had a photo shoot this
morning. Oh, that's right. You told me that.
Yeah, so.
You told me that. Yeah.
Yeah, man. So, then yesterday, I didn't do a damn thing.
Must be nice. I was at work.
Well, you know, when I say I didn't do anything, that means.
You ain't do nothing.
No, I worked with my kids up.
You ain't do nothing.
But, programming is a hard job because it has to make sense.
Damn, homie. Damn, homie.
It has to make sense. Programming is a hard job.
I hear you, bro. I ain't mad at all.
But it ain't like you did anything at work any damn way. Probably watched about 3 movies.
Don't do that. My coworkers might listen to this.
And then they're going to be like, they're going to hit me on the side. Hey, T-Rex, you know what? You are absolutely right.
Don't be doing it. Don't be doing it. I'll be working. It might be on, but I'll be working.
Billy Black don't do a damn thing.
Don't worry what I'll be doing.
But anyway, man.
Oh, man.
Cuck the world, man.
Huh?
Cuck the world.
You ain't lying, man. You are not lying. Hey, might as well get out the
way. Hold on, first. Yeah. First things first.
Yeah, let's get out the way.
Let's get one thing clear.
What's
up? All right, so look. In the event some 50 years from now, when it's time for me to, check out,
mm-hmm.
If I ever offended anyone, don't take that moment to shoot a deuce on my name.
Agreed.
That's low hanging fruit.
Mm-hmm.
It's low class. I don't, long as man, you ain't had no. Well, we met at the
If I ain't slept with your wife, you ain't slept with mine, you ain't sleep with my girlfriend or whatever. If you ain't crossed those lines, you ain't put your hands on my kids, you ain't done that to me, it's not that serious.
It's not that serious.
If there's nothing that can't be said. Now, if it's gotten physical, understood.
If it came to physical cuffs or something like that.
Understood.
I get it.
Understood. But if it's not that serious, bro, don't take that moment to say, oh, Millie wouldn't, I couldn't stand that, yada, yada. Like, would you say if I was still here? Would you make those have those same sentiments had I was still been standing in front of you?
More times than not, no.
That's what I'm saying. So like, I'm always on the side of, if I ain't got nothing nice to say, I'm not gonna say it at all.
Facts.
Period. So with that being said, man, rest in peace to my good friend, a mentor to me on this DJ in the DJ world, on the DJ side of things. Talked to was always giving encouragement, supporting what I was doing. Was a big fan of the podcast. We were supposed to have him on, but every time we started recording lately, it was so last minute, and I just didn't hit him up, and now I'm regretting it. But rest in peace to the homie, Bobby James, man. Was a real straight shooter.
Oh, man, off the hill. Yosemite Sam with it.
Was a real straight shooter, gave it to you straight and left it for you to deal with. So I'm going to miss dude. We worked together when I was at Social Spot. And every day, every time we got together, he was just shooting me little gems about how to program lighting and, you know what I'm saying, what's the best lighting to get. And if I was ever to get into the lighting game, let him know so he can show me what, you know what I'm saying, show me how to get more bang for my buck and not waste money buying, you know what I'm saying, certain stuff. So he was just a good dude to me. I can only speak on my experience. So it's a sad situation the way it went down, but that's not the important thing here. Just rest in peace to him, man. Prayers and condolences to his family, to his loved ones, to his close friends. And just be careful out there, man.
Yeah,
just
man.
Be careful out there.
Yeah.
So rest in peace, BJ. So
let me take a moment.
Yeah, man. All right.
All right. Let's start with Chicago.
What happened in Chicago?
Ain't that where the altercation happened?
Oh yeah, when the dude punched the girl in the face.
Yeah,
and the son brought out the heater and coming. That's I have a similar. I'm gonna go ahead and just. I've been talking about sharing this story forever. So anyway, so I have a similar situation in my upbringing, right? So the story was with him was it was on video. They were in a burger spot or whatever, getting food. Dude was yelling at this lady for what? I have no idea. I don't think they knew each other. Yelling at the lady. And he punched her in the face a couple times. So her son got the legal gun and let him have it. And I'm going to say, just get that. That kid's going to need a lot of therapy.
A whole lot.
A lot of therapy. He's going to need to. Even if he just sits with a therapist and doesn't say a word, if he just plays Xbox or whatever, at least that therapist is there because eventually he's going to open up.
Yeah.
So just be patient with the therapy, and I'll share my situation here in a minute. So I'm a huge, I hate domestic violence. I kind of grew up with it. It got me in the situation that was probably the best thing that ever happened to me, but I wish it wouldn't have happened. But anyway, so I was about 12 years old, sixth grade, going on, just about to finish school. It was May of 1990. So coming home from some school, happy, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
About to do my homework, change, and hit the streets, right? Total, usual program, business as usual. So I happened to go home, and my mom's boyfriend was home, and I was like, this nigga. Couldn't stand him, hated him. Like, he was constantly putting his hands on my mom, and I didn't like. I just was waiting for the day to handle business. So I came home. My mom came home a little early. I was kind of shocked. I was like, okay, cool. That doesn't mean I can go outside faster. You know what I'm saying?
Get in, get out.
She walked in, and usually she'll say what's going on, whatever. But she immediately said, get out of my house or something like that. And I was just like, what? Like, what the hell's going on? So I ran. I paid no mind. I kept doing my homework. Then I heard her call my name. So he's on top of her and hitting her. So I got this knife that I found and I hit it under. I hit it under the sofa of the couch, right? Long rusty knife I found. Hit under the sofa of the couch because I knew the day was gonna come when I was gonna need it.
Right.
So come to find out, I went to go grab the knife. He had moved it because I knew where I put it. But so what he did was he slid it under the couch. And I was like, okay. So I found it, stabbed him in his back. He got up, ran out bleeding everywhere. I'm crying, of course, you know what I'm saying? My mom's like, calm down, this, that, and the third. So he ran out the house. I thought everything was done. I'm trying to get myself together, whatever. He comes back, kicks the door in, starts fighting my mom again, hit my mom again. Next time I ran to the kitchen and grabbed a steak knife. So I grabbed a steak knife and stabbed him again. Silly me, I'm only 12. That's you know what I'm saying? Silly me, I should have kept stabbing, but I dropped the knife and he turned around and he was hitting me in my face, punching my face, but he couldn't knock me down. Like, he couldn't knock me out, he just punched me. And I guess I could take a punch. You know what I'm saying? So he punched me in my face when I fell back, and then he picked up the knife and was swinging it at me. And then he swung it, and I just kept backing up. And I slipped and I fell in a bathroom, and that's when he stabbed me. And so he ran out. I'm leaking at this point because he stabbed my stomach. I'm leaking at this point. I'm just holding my wound, I guess you could say.
Right.
And he ran out. I'm leaking, bro. Like, there was blood everywhere, like on the walls, just everywhere. So he ran out, and I just remember passing out and waking up in an ambulance.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I set out to say, like, I ended up moving to Germany, but my dad was a good and bad thing. I did go to therapy for a little bit, but I kind of stopped because I'm like, I'm all right. You know what I'm saying? I'm straight. I don't need it. But I should have, look at hindsight being, you know, of course, I should have kept going.
Right.
Because I didn't start dealing with it again until I was in my 40s.
Mm.
And I don't tell the story that much to anybody. You got to be really close with me for you to tell the story. So it's kind of weird telling a podcast. But anyway, I stopped therapy, and I should have kept going. And my dad left it up to me. And as a parent, probably the best thing to do. He probably should have made me keep going, but I'm not going to blame him for that because I felt like I was fine.
Right.
And so recently when I started going back to therapy, I told my therapist a story, of course, and she was like, why do you downplay this? And I'm like, because it happened. You know what I'm saying? Like, she was like, do you think any of your friends have had that type of near-death experience? And I'm like, probably not. And she said,
you know one.
she said, well, would you ask him? I'm like, I'm not. Because if I ask somebody that question, that leads me into having to share what happened with me. You know what I'm saying? Right, so I'm not going to do that. So finally it hitting me in my 40s and late 30s, early 40s, it was a realization, like, I never really dealt with it. I just suppressed it through sports, through other activities, through just suppress it. Right. Never really. I mean, I addressed it with my mom once or twice, rest in peace, but I never really told her how much that incident hurt me. You know what I'm saying? I never really explained how much that incident affected my life. I never really explained how much it changed my life.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because I was on a different trajectory, and then with that happening and being shipped overseas put me on a whole different trajectory.
Yeah.
So I've always wondered if that wouldn't happen, what my life might have been like. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I still had to say, get that kid some help. And honestly, this is just me being honest, I wish I would have killed him. Like, I really wish I would have. And you can call it me not being fully over it. You can call it. It's just I have such a disdain for domestic violence that I wish that parts of me wish I would have been smarter in my stabbing selections. Not to make light of it, but I mean, I'm kind of not necessarily over it now. I still think about it a lot. Like, if I see him again at the age of 40, probably in his 80s by now, but at the age of 40, what would I do?
You know what I'm saying?
Well, it's like, I'm not no scrawny little 12-year-old no more. You know what I'm saying? My back got a little bigger. You know what I'm saying? Arms got a little bigger, so.
Can you still take a punch, though?
I don't know. Because when he hit me, he was hitting me, but I don't know if it was adrenaline.
Yeah.
But I felt it, but it was just like, you ain't doing shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you wasn't, like, this is nothing. Like, my mom even hit harder than you, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But that next day in the hospital, woo! The right side of my face was nice and Martin Lawrence, like, when he fought Tommy Hurts, he caught me good. But yeah, man, like, even like for the longest, I couldn't get hit in the stomach.
Mm.
Like, you know, you have girlfriends that they play fighting, and I'm like, don't do that. I'm like, why not? And I showed a scar, and like, what happened? I'm like, I don't want to talk about it, but just don't hit me in the stomach.
Right,
like, don't hit me in the stomach. So it was just not realizing that's part of PTSD.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I didn't mean to make this such a long story, but
it's
way more to it than that, but I just feel I get down to the meat potatoes. But yeah, man. So when I saw that, I immediately thought about my situation and I understand it. I have no ill will. I mean, it's not my business anyway, but I don't blame you, kid.
Well, they dropped all charges.
I don't blame you, though. So. I don't, because you I think he shot once. The way I was feeling back then towards dude, I would have
boom,
bruh, boom, 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 and reloaded and boom, 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 boom again, son. Straight up, that's just how I felt. So probably still, I still feel that way a little bit. I know that's my own thing I need to deal with, but yeah, man, that's my domestic violence story. So prayers to that young man. Prayers to, and I mean, it's sad because on both sides, you know, the dude had kids, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But my thing is this: would you hit the mother? He probably hit the mother's kids like that. So I can't say
that.
Wow. You know what I'm saying? I can't say that. So prayers for that. Prayers for the dude's kids. Prayer for the kid that pulled the trigger. Prayers for the kid that pulled the trigger. I pray your mom stays on you about that therapy,
because mm-hmm.
you're gonna need it.
Yeah, because quiet as kept from story that was, you know, that's been circulating. The kid, he was a good kid, like mm-hmm. honor roll, all that stuff. And
so was I. I was on a roll. You know what I'm saying? I had to do that, dude, though. I'm telling you, he's lucky I have a gun, son.
Wow.
Because it was my hate for him ran just that deep.
Oh, that's crazy.
It was so bad, I wouldn't even talk to him.
Hmm.
Like, he would come in the house and speak, and I just act like he wasn't even there. And my mom would come out, and you don't be rude, yada, yada, yada. And she would whoop me. And I just take it. And guess what? The next day, he come in the house, he speak, and I...
Mom's word, the word, huh?
Word. I remember one time, and I'm going to get off this. One time, I always remember this. I was like, Mom, can I ask somebody to go to the store? She's like, I don't got no change right now. You can ask him. I said, nah, I'm cool. My mom was so mad. I was like, Mike, I don't need it.
Yeah.
It's just some candy. I'm cool. I'm sure one of the homies will hook me up. I'm straight. She was like, don't be like that. I was like, Mom, I'm not. He gave me the money. I gave it right back, son.
Oh, that's crazy.
Right back. That's how deep the hate ran. So, yeah, man, my fault. I didn't mean to
you good,
dark
bro.
Us out. But again, man, praise for that
kid. That's the first I ever heard of.
I know. It's a lot. This podcast would be 2.5-3 hours if I told you everything.
Oh, wow.
It's a lot more to it. That's just one incident. That's the one major incident. It's been more.
Gotcha.
So, anyway, man.
Well, you know, I keep you in my prayers, brother.
Appreciate you. I need it. I need it.
Anybody else pass away?
We already talked about the big Bodina, rest in peace. That's all I can think of right now.
Right?
That one did. That Bobby James shit just.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Man, I sent him a message, and I unsent it, of course. But I was like, dude, you good? Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm hearing this stuff and hoping I would get a response. And once I saw it, I was just like, dang. So I unsent the message.
Oh, man. All right. Question, bro.
Answer.
What is this world coming to, though?
Bro, I don't know. I've been watching a lot of gun videos lately, and I think about September, November, we'll be finally making that purchase.
Okay.
Why you ask that question?
The reason why I asked it, right, because I read the story last night.
Okay.
17-year-old Alwatin gets life in prison for killing his Spanish teacher over a bad grade.
This is probably going to sound weird, but we need to get rid of a lot of stuff.
All right.
Social media, a lot of these violent games on Xbox and PlayStation, et cetera, on computers. We need to get rid of a lot of stuff.
Those games have been around since the beginning of time.
I feel you, but we play Contra.
Nigga, we also play Mortal Kombat.
Let me finish. But there's no one in this world that can breathe ice. There's no one in this world that can shoot scorpion things out of their arms.
Get over here.
Exactly. That we know of, right?
Right.
With games like Call of Duty, Halo, Metal Gear, and all this fighting game, you shooting at people. Mm. You playing online against people. You walking up behind people. Even though it's online, like if I see your tag, you're playing against each other on Call of Duty, I gotta walk up behind you and slit your throat. Mm. So it's the desensitization. Yes, thank you. Yeah. You know I got a little bit of listen.
Yeah, I know.
It's the D, that word you just said, yeah, of our youth. And it started with Grand Theft Auto. Mm. Grand Theft Auto was the first game you can go rape a female, carjack cars, yeah, shoot at the cops, put a little code in, and then drop your wanted rating and walk right past the cops like nothing happened. There was many, and I was in full Vice City.
Yeah.
Grand Theft Auto Vice City. Whenever I felt like it, I'd walk by a cop, shoot him right in the head, pow. I even went out and bought the gamer's book of Grand Theft Auto to get all the codes, to get get the tanks to fall from the sky that you could use, how to get different. I went out and bought that book. And me and my ex-wife would sit up for hours playing that game.
That's crazy.
So I believe it started with that. And the reason why I say it's the decent, you know that word.
Yeah, desensitization.
Is because they make it look so glamorous. Mm. And I'm not going to blame my music. I'm not. But.
Bro, hold on.
What?
Let me interject right there.
Okay.
Because I'm going to put partial blame on music.
And I was gonna, that's what I was getting at.
Okay.
I'm not gonna put full blame on music.
But the gym that we use, mm-hmm, shout out to the people who let us use the gym or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. I had a homie in there, he was in there working on his game, whatever. Music blaster, mm-hmm, right? Every single song I heard, shoot a nigga, kill a nigga, pop a nigga, fuck a nigga, shoot a kid nigga, kill a nigga, pop a nigga, fuck a nigga. I'm talking about song after song after song, and we were there for over an hour.
So now you got to think, these kids are listening to this, and it's so glamorous. It's so sensationalized? Yes. You know what I'm saying?
I got you, buddy.
By my man. That's why you here, son. It's so, you know what I'm saying? They make it look so cool. And then you got these videos.
Yeah.
People in jail. Dude had put a whole order half the menu from Outback. Put it on social media. In jail.
Bro, have you seen some of the little layouts in prison?
Fam, I'm on TikTok. So at night, I like to go on TikTok live because there are some of the weirdest lives that have 4,000 or 5,000 people watching them.
Okay.
So I happened to go on this was not too long ago. I'm on TikTok scrolling, seeing the prison video. I said, oh, we got action. Go and click on the prison video, right? It's all about right. 5, 6 dudes. Yeah, gang this, gang that. You see this? I'm icy in jail, yada, yada, yada. I'm like, okay, that's free advertisement. You're advertising this to who knows how many thousands of kids watching.
Right.
As soon as they get the chance, they're going to do something dumb and want to go to jail because they think that's what jail looks like.
They think it's glamorous.
Right. So they have on TikTok, you can have different people on the video.
Okay.
So there were females taking turns busting it open for these dudes in prison.
What?
I said, one, I'm like, well, damn, all right. And then, of course, the carnal stuff goes through, right?
The 45-year-old Millie.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm like, ma'am, why are you doing this? Second, how are they on live with this many viewers for this long and no CO, no nothing? Now, I'm not saying this to hate. If they're going to let it go on, do what you got to do.
Right.
But what is that saying to our youth? And all of them look like me. It might have been one Hispanic dude, and I think I may have saw a white dude. I think, but I take that. I could be wrong. But most of them, 99.9% of them look like me and you.
That's crazy, bro.
The females look like me and you, complexion-wise.
Okay.
Pause if you need to. Complexion wise. So I'm just like, what? There has to be a change. There has to be. Like I talked about before, low frequency BS is the music.
Yeah.
I watched another live last night. Some dude was going live in the club. Club looked thick.
I bet you everybody was on their phone.
One of the comments was, "What's up, sis?" One of the comments was, "Y'all look bored." And the DJ seemed legit from what I could hear. He seemed legit, rocking. Everybody just sitting there.
Cause you can't dance to a song that's 65 BPM.
We talk about it over and over and over again, and we gonna keep talking about it. It's low frequency bullshit. That's why when we did the Jarrett show, I ain't played no low. I kept it between 80 and 95, 200.
You gotta keep it up.
Nah, I'm not playing that shit.
You gotta keep the energy up.
How many ops you gonna kill?
I ain't got no ops, bro. If you don't like me, God bless you, bro.
If you don't like me, that's a you problem.
Yeah.
So, not to get on a soapbox, but it's just like, It's so profitable, but I don't see how it's going to change. There's another Memphis rapper that just got murdered.
For real?
I forgot his name, but he just got. I didn't even bring it up because whatever. It's the norm now. Get hot and get killed. And then. And
then you're not even able to enjoy the fruits of your labor.
But that label is.
Oh yeah, they're going to eat.
So, speaking of which, I'm glad we bought the, since we're here, I got to bring up something. So, I was on Instagram or something.
Right.
And came across this rapper name. Let me see if I can find it. Came across this rapper named Young Nudie.
I know him.
So I came across
this is gonna be good.
So I came across this dude. So I'm like, all right, you know, the beat was cool. Yeah. Let me see.
N-U-D-Y. That's how you pronounce it.
Oh, well. And this was, and they were like, oh, Young Nudie. He's going to be the next greatest rapper alive. Yada, yada, yada. I'm like, anything with Young outside of Jeezy, I'm not rolling with. I got a Young, I off topic. Other day, Friday.
Okay.
I done seen it all. Jeezy and Jay-Z came on by random on YouTube music. Man, you couldn't tell me I wasn't El Chapo, son. I'm on bass whooping through traffic, son. I done seen it all. You know what I'm saying? I'm driving like I got 15 keys in the back, son, trying to get off bass.
Oh, God.
I said, Mom, you don't slow your old ass. If you don't slow your old ass down. Anyway, so here's the song I think this is the song I'm referring to, so. Here we go. Let me see. Eat a pussy up, bone appetite. Hold up. Is it this one? I don't know if this one or not. I get behind your horn, then I be like this. What you doing, son? Yeah, this is. Beat it back down.
Fam, that's it? He beatboxing the whole time?
Bro, I was in my car weak, dog, and I don't want to use the R word. But is he special needs? Tell me that I don't sound like special needs, son.
Did he ever rap?
I think so. I'm going to play a little more. Video it. Freak, hit the front or back, turn the bladder D. Do the triple X when I'm in a freak. Pull, pull, knock a hole to a knee. Beat her back down, bitch trying to ski. Bitch, turn around, come suck the meat. Round for round, finna beat her till she sleep. Eat that pussy up, bone appetite. Take her back a day like I'm on a G. Slow it down, baby, ride me like a Z. Double cut, you gonna ride me straight. What are you talking about? And this, you used to clown me. You used to clown me because, yeah, now that I see the tunes is changing. You used to clown me because my issue was there is no variety.
All right, so check this out, right?
So what's your stance now?
Hold on. I'm glad that you brought this up.
Yes.
Because this is one of my topics.
Good.
All right. Yesterday, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, you know what? I ain't downloaded music in about 3 weeks.
And you was talking about the, I know, I totally stepped on your story about the gym. I'm sorry, my bad. About the using the gym, working out, and the kid was playing the music, whatever. I stepped out on it. My fault.
No, you did.
Oh, you was done with it? Yeah. Oh, okay.
No, I was just.
Oh, gotcha.
Referencing, it was shoot a nigga, kill a nigga. Every song for an hour and 15 minutes.
Right.
But anyway, I'm downloading music yesterday, right?
Mm-hmm. I noticed.
Yeah, I know. So. it ain't like you gonna do it, so somebody gotta use it.
I noticed.
All right, but anyway.
Continue.
All right. So I'm going through, right? Mind you, I went through about 18 pages.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a good over an hour.
Mm-hmm.
I was so disappointed. I'm like, it ain't nothing hot.
Bro. I've been saying it though.
Bro, you know, and I'm the one, and I'm the type, even if I don't know the name of the person, I'm going to click on it anyway, just to see, you know, all right, maybe this is something new that I could, you know, stumble across or whatever. But I listened to, they had a bunch of the Uzi tracks up there.
Mm-hmm.
Not for me.
Fam.
Not for me.
I look at the BPMs.
Yeah. Bro,
I look at BPMs.
I've gotten to the point, that's what I do now. If it's like in the 70s, if it's 70s, I give a chance. 60s, absolutely not.
I look at it. If it ain't above 80, I don't deal with it.
Mm.
80 and above is my threshold.
And my question is, where are the heavy hitters at? Past the midway point.
I feel like the heavy hitters don't want to follow what's out right now. Like the Drake Search and Rescue song, I hate that record. I absolutely cannot stand. They play it. I'm like, this record is trash. Come and rescue me. Trash. Come on, so I can't be the only one that thinks like this.
It grew on me.
Negative.
It grew on me. I didn't like it when I first heard it, but I've heard it so much, it's grew on me.
No, I'm growing away from it. Every time I hear it, I grow further and further away from it.
You know what I'm gravitating more to?
What's up?
I'm like, you know, shout out to Rhythm and Beats, but I'm listening to...
More R&B.
A whole, because that's where it's at. Blast got a record, 21 Questions, you heard it?
Yeah, I like it.
All right, have you heard, what's the homegirl's name? Honey something.
Honey Baby. I've been playing this record. I'm about to play it right
now.
Boy,
that record is
I've been
is
playing this
fuego.
Record for the past 2 weeks, son. I'm about to, bruh. I've been playing, just a sample alone, son.
Yep.
I've been playing this record for the past 2 weeks, bro. Oh, she got a video for it.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Y'all, honestly, I don't got time for this no more. This man is getting on my last nerve. He broke as hell. Boring as hell. And I want to go the fuck outside. Then we outside.
Maestro, while you listen to them bass drop.
I loved it. I've been playing this record for the past 2 weeks, bro. Like every day. At least twice a day.
Taking a few shots, making me feel hot, oh yeah. Step up, show me what you want, you know. Something about you.
So you already know I'm about to flip this.
Oh yeah,
bruh, this record. When I first, cause I heard it on Joe Budden podcast, I was like, what?
Yeah,
the
I heard it. I meant to play this. I meant to play this at the last. Well,
really guess deep. What? I'm leading with this.
Out the gate,
and I might bring it back. Word. So yeah, man. Like yeah, that, yeah. I was like. My when I heard that sample, I was like, I was already in love. I was like, this sample is
you like
timeless.
You like the Friday Chris Brown record?
Friday Chris Brown record.
I played it during Rhythm and Beats too. Let me see.
He had one that I just heard, but I can't remember the name of it. I should have just Shazammed it when it was on.
Yeah, he's my favorite R&B artist right now. Hey.
Hilarious.
Hey, pipe down over there in the peanut gallery.
Oh, I like this.
Don't give it away. You know what's mine. Tell me who gonna make you feel this way. So many times I fucked up with you, but I'm done with the game.
It's fire.
And like I got one in you to leave, but girl, I need you to stay. Don't give it away.
If this is R&B. Okay.
Play a little more. We gon' fuck around and make a movie. Let me get it wetter than the jacuzzi. Shawty, you know you could have it your way. You be acting different after foreplay. There ain't no competition with you. I don't even got a truth.
It's hard. Yeah, I like this.
And I don't plan on stopping. I'll be rocking with you in a loop. So baby, if it ain't you, I don't know who's who.
So if this is R&B,
okay,
how is this not R&B?
What? I would let this go.
Go ahead, it's your time, baby. It's your time, baby. Get my baby.
I would let this go. When y'all are going to Afrobeat,
let me put some context to this. So of course, I have my event Rhythm and Beast, thanks to TDK, my homie next to me, it's T-Rex, DJ Magic. There is no four. This time we gonna have Ammunition and Dark Knight, and Tony Phoenix on a lineup. But so having this conversation about Afrobeat versus R&B. I say Afrobeat is R&B.
It is not.
They say Afrobeat
is Afrobeat. Afrobeat is Afrobeat.
So because of the Brandy sample, this is R&B.
Yes, because it's been flipped and it has a R&B backdrop.
Okay.
So,
hold on,
hear me out.
I'm listening.
Okay.
I'm listening.
So, if you take a bunch of Afrobeat records and you put them over like In Vogue and Blackstreet or whatever, okay, rock out. But it has to have the R&B element to it.
Okay, so this is one of my favorite songs by Wizkid, right?
Okay.
And it's featuring her. I think the record was supremely underrated.
Okay.
Here we go. Listen to it.
No. That was not R&B.
I can be your substance. It's easy when the love don't hide.
No, that ain't it.
No,
so you were gonna say R&B?
Try again, motherfucker.
Okay. You stupid.
Try. I can't get jiggy this shit.
Anyway, that's one of my favorite Wizkid songs. It's called Smile, featuring her. But anyway, all right. Motherfucker. All right.
Hey.
What's up?
Type in Friday XXL Freestyle. You probably already heard the song when you because I use it for Kira's video, his latest video, or whatever. You know.
Oh, oh, yeah, this is hard.
Yeah. Oh, oh, he smoked it. I cannot wait for that album, bro.
Oh, oh.
You tell me you love me, did you mean it? Did you want to say because you needed me? Look at how you treated me. You never believed in me. All the nights that I gave up sleep just to be here now, they won't break me down. Yeah, yeah. They can't take my soul. They can't take my soul. Push through on my own. This the life I chose. They can't take my soul. They can't take my soul.
They can't take my soul.
Push through,
push through on my own.
Yeah, that's hard.
So I've been going through, listening to a lot of the XXL freestyles or whatever. Mm-hmm. Your boy finessed two times? He aight. He aight. He aight. It is.
I'll be the judge. I'll be the judge.
He aight. I like this.
I'll be the judge.
He aight.
Because honestly, I feel like a lot of these dudes can rap.
Right.
I honestly feel that. I honestly feel that way. It's just what they rap about.
After this.
And they all sound the freaking same.
After this, look up Lyrical Lemonade, right?
Mm-hmm.
Cordae and Juice WRLD.
Cordae, come on, man.
No. When you hear Juice WRLD, you're going to be like, good God.
All right, man, here we go.
The labels didn't want nothing to do with me. Say I'm a gangster, I'm a liability. Every time I turn around, nigga trying to get on, so they rap about killing me. Expressing my feelings to bitches when I was locked up, but they still weren't feeling me. They were calling it jail talk. They were handling me like I fell off. Now it's water on me, all the way to my feet when I'm walking, it look like I sailed off. Yesterday I was fiending for a white bitch, had me trying to knock Iggy Azalea, y'all. Shoot a missile at Coco or something. Ice on my teeth, so I know she gonna fuck with me. Kick her straight out the spot, ain't got no feelings. Bitches thinking I box, I don't kick it. Yeah, I'm getting it to niggas like donation. Bitch wanna see me like she got me on probation. Police ass niggas, they stalking my pages. They want me on their investigation. They'll see you do better and they make them hate you. Won't even tell you congratulations. I'm a boss, but I don't give out applications. I don't fuck with nobody. I'm masturbating. Rather rock a finesse it, if I get sick, vapor makers, I'm doing it. I just landed in first class, she was bad, so I pulled off with the stewardess. If you talking nonsense, I don't understand, but I speak money fluently. Uncle Willie, how I'm barbecuing it. 100K in Friday, nigga. 100K in Saturday, nigga. F&G, I'm the chairman, nigga.
Yeah. But see, I like that.
Okay.
Nah, one mention of killing, shooting, op, this, that, and third. My beef is not that My beef is that there's no balance.
I feel you.
Again, my beef is that there's no balance. Remember, you had NWA, you had Public Enemy, you had Kane, you had Slick Rick, you had Coogee Rap, The Godfather, Coke Rap, Road to the Riches. You had, you know, you had EP, you had,
you have
even had the, you even had the females with adding a variety, like Salt and Pepper, you know what I'm saying?
Queen Latifah,
Life, Vanessa Sequest. You had, you know, you had just a variety of different types of rap. Queen Latifah is not going to rap about sex. She's gonna, her and Light are going to bar you to death.
Bar you to death, yep.
Salt and Pepper wants to have you in the bars, but they had good content.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So that's my biggest pre. What was the next one you said?
Lyrical Lemonade, Cordae, Juice WRLD. Is that it?
It looks like it.
Yeah,
that's it. All right. Lots of caramel. I just had a.
Yep, keep going.
Ice cream.
I heard this.
Oh, you heard it.
Sandwich. M&M's. On the M&M beat, ironically. Yeah, yeah. 3 years. Okay, I'm the type to come in the game and just launch pain with a bronze frame and a tattoo of my mom's name. This industry has nothing to offer beyond fame. Time to take these niggas to school, LeBron James. Lesson one.
We know Cordae.
Oh, wait, and on a Sunday, I guess I'm just and then go back and make some more cash. The head trigger Brazilian, you would get to see what you know about my life and my trouble past. Took the shuttle pass, hit the mall, I got double cash. Cop the duffel bag, 10 bands on my fucking.
I'm trying to fast forward the damn Juice WRLD. Rest in peace, man.
Yeah.
My bad, I probably done missed this part. Rest in peace, Juice WRLD.
Bring the house down, you hoes. Queen Latifah, I'm too fast. Getting this cash, get in the way. Get your brain bashed. Chopper gonna smash, hit in your face. I'ma tie up just like a shoe, my flow lace. Y'all niggas so fake. Why show face in my showcase? Fresher than Colgate. Make hoes wait. I hold weight.
I saw this because they was talking about how it was on Instagram, and they were talking about how everybody was freaking out because Juice WRLD, I mean, Cordae became Juice WRLD in the video. That's what I saw. That's what I said.
Okay.
Jose in a Rose driving with road rage for 10 days off Zan. She's trying to get paid. And since the sixth grade, I've been great. No sensei. My rent paid for 10 days because my pen's great. I smoke 10 J's with two hoes that go both ways. Funny how 2 + 2 = 4 play. Speaking of foreplay, had this shit in the hallway with another Sunday. I guess I'm just too blessed. Me and my nigga Juice WRLD taking over the universe. You knew it first. Got my mom Chanel with the newest purse. Birkin bag, never heard to ask. What type of
so my question is this. Like, that's fire. Whatever, that's fire.
Right.
Both Cordae and Rest in Peace Juice WRLD smoked it. When will these artists tell these labels, look, I can rap. Stop having me kill my people.
Facts.
We know Lil Baby can rap.
I love Lil Baby.
I think the baby can rap. That's just my opinion.
I'm not a fan of his music.
I think he can rap. Who else? Who else is there? I think that can. Well, Finesse 2 times has proved we can rap.
Yeah.
Oh, we ain't talking about Killer Mike album, but anyway.
Oh yeah, that happened. Like,
who else can? Lil Baby, Juice WRLD. Not Lil Baby, DaBaby. Who else is there? I think if Finesse keep rapping like that, I'm rolling. Who else? Anyway, I'm not gonna sit there and crack my brain, but when will the and I know that sells.
Right.
And the thing is, when you go to these concerts and these shows, who do you see? So we know who's buying it.
Yeah.
But they're not the ones dying from it.
Facts.
So you like I was watching Rolling Loud Germany this morning on TikTok. Rolling out from live from Germany, right?
Okay.
Going in. Metro Boom was doing a set. Of course, you know he produced all the stuff for Kanye.
Right. All the heavy.
All the Migos, Bad and Bougie, all that. That's all Metro Boom. Now, granted, it's Germany. It's a predominantly white country. But it looked like Rolling Loud back here. If you put up a video of Rolling Loud United States, what you going to see?
Lily White?
I see a whiteout.
Yep.
But who's the one dying from it? Them raw and live tickets are expensive. So the label looks at, we making money. Y'all dying, that's on y'all.
Yep.
Which, in a way, it kind of is. Unfortunately, it kind of is. So, yeah, man. Something else, man.
All right.
Shit.
Adam 22.
Could you do it?
Hell no.
We had the porn star conversation before. Could I date a retired porn star? Yes. 3 years removed. That means you got your normal 9-to-5, or you made enough money off your exploits to set yourself up for life. Cool. But a current, but it's a catch-22. Not catch-22, but it's a double standard.
Okay.
Because on their show, I'm not gonna plug this show because I'm not a Rockaway Adam like that for other reasons. They have had sex with women together.
Yeah.
Threesomes.
Yeah.
So she's allowed him to, even though she's there and partaking, she's allowed him to get down other females.
Right.
What's good for the goose?
Good for the gander.
I seen dude. Pause. I seen dude.
Man. All right. Homie is 6'5".
What a, let me chill out.
With a what?
Seabiscuit. I think he need to be in a Preakness. He need to be, it was just a Kentucky Derby, son. No. And then I watched the interview afterward. She was sore for like 3-4 days.
Bruh. Did you see the part where they called homie?
Uh-uh.
Yeah. So they were doing their little interview thingamajiggy. So Adam and him calling him.
Mm-hmm.
And dude was like, oh, yeah, you know, it was. So he was like, so how would you rate my wife or whatever? So homie was like, oh, you know, she's a 9 out of 10, I guess. Mm-hmm.
Like, man, what are you going to say? She was trash.
I know, right? But yeah, so homeboy had came out a few days prior to that to that interview.
I did see that.
When he was like, Adam reached out to him.
Right.
And was like, hey, so what's your rate? He was like, 4K. And then they were like, should I give you 10?
Right.
Like,
easy work.
There is no way on God's green earth.
Like I said, I seen dudes. So you go out and do that. You come back to me. What the fuck can I do? My problem. Damn it. What can I do for you?
Nothing for 3 or 4 days. Not till you snap back.
In the words of my homie White, I seen it. I seen it, right? I seen all of it. No, son. You supposed to come back to me and do what? I'm supposed to do, what you gonna do with this?
And then, like,
my ego don't work like that, son.
So, ever since she's came back, his sex drive has been higher, wanting to.
Right. And that's why he tried to have sex with his wife immediately afterwards. And she was like, oh, hold on, fam, I'm hurting. No, 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 hell no. No.
So for the for the next 3 or 4 days, she sit here thinking about homie's nightstick.
That shit was like a street light pole, son. Pause if you need to. Just no, son. No, hell no.
Oh, man, that's funny.
No. What are we supposed to do now? I mean, granted, they're going to make a bag off it because of who she is, you know
right,
what I'm saying?
Right, right, right.
But no.
But Is everything content of everything?
No. No, no, no. I'm not judging.
Okay.
Do your thing. As for me, no. Even if dude was built like a whatever, no. No, son. No. Hell no. And then they get on with social media and be like, oh, I got to work out because my wife BBC this, that, and the third. But honestly, honestly, it's racist.
Mm-hmm.
All you did was fetishize us.
It's Snickerball.
And then says, you say you like black people. How many of you will let a black dude smash your wife?
Well, that's crazy. I ain't see that.
He said it on Twitter.
Oh, wow.
It's racist. All you did was fetishize. If dude wasn't black, you wouldn't hit him up.
Mm.
If he wasn't black and built like Seabiscuit, pause, you wouldn't hit him up. You wouldn't. You wouldn't.
Wow.
Exploitation.
Yeah.
I hope he signs something like, I want residuals outside of this 10K.
Oh, you know, he got points off the...
I need that. Points off the album. I need that.
Yeah.
No. Hell no. No.
That's funny, isn't
it? No, no, no. Come back to me. I'm supposed to put my mouth down there after to do nothing. Give you another gaping hole, son. Fuck out of here, yeah. Hell no.
Oh. Boy, that's funny. Yeah, it's funny.
Drilled you into oblivion, son. Now you won't wobble back to me. Hey, honey, I'm home. Hell no.
No, you know you're not. No, yeah. No, you are not.
Hell no. Hell no.
Oh, that's funny as hell. NBA, man.
What's up?
You watch?
Nah, I missed Wimby last night.
You ain't miss a damn thing.
I saw some highlights, though. It's only one game.
Yeah, you're right.
He's going to have to beef up.
He looks slow.
He's gonna, because you look great when you playing against them over there.
Yeah, he looked.
When you come into a league where everybody is him, even the 12th dude on the bench is him.
Yeah, he looks slow. He got to get stronger.
And you gotta think, nerves.
Oh yeah. Most,
you know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna grade dude until about halfway through the season. Then you know you 40 plus games in now. You should kind of
right.
feel what it's like. You know you
you should have some kind of stronghold,
right? The grasp, and then he's what, 19, 18, 18,
19.
He still got to grow.
Yeah,
he still got more growing to do. You see, Chet Holmgren
came out cooking,
looking like he lived in the gym.
So. Look like he put on a little.
He did.
Put a little size he did. On. Probably gained about a good 15.
He did. 15, good 20. Solid muscle, and that's going to happen with me.
Yeah, I had to go out here and eat some tacos.
You heard? You the number one pick.
Yeah.
Everybody's coming to dunk on you. He probably gonna be the most dunked on person this season.
Oh, easily.
Because they coming after him.
Easily.
You got to show me. You might block one or two, but on the third one, I'm going to get your ass.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, yeah, the box is cool, but them dunks going to be a whole lot more on the highlight reel. So,
shout out to Kyrie. He just signed a 3-year deal.
With Dallas?
$120 million.
Hey, get your money, man. I just seen Kyrie and Hezegar going at it.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. Hezegar was giving it to him, too.
Oh, really?
And Kyrie was giving it right back to him.
You know, Hezegar, he be out here all a lot.
Yeah, you told me.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, Kyrie and Hezegar was on. I should have sent it to you. It was on Instagram.
Oh, okay.
Yep. So, yeah, man. So, we done?
Put a pretty red bow on that bad boy.
That damn Adam 22 shit. Oh, man. Anyway, so for artists, listeners, you want to send us tracks, you want to send us feedback, send us to brokenleaderspodcast@gmail.com. My email has been dry lately, and I don't like it. But anyway, send us to brokenleaderspodcast@gmail.com. Follow us on all social media platforms at Broken Needles Podcast. On Twitter, it's Needles Broken. Follow me at DJJMiller05. Also, follow my Rhythm and Beats page. It's at Rhythm and Beats at SA. on Instagram and Rhythm and Beats on Facebook. Again, that's Rhythm and Beats on Facebook and at Rhythm and Beats and SA on Instagram. So I'm trying to get a thing built up.
DJ T-Rex and everything, man. So to next time, in between time and all that good stuff, man.
Yeah, can't say when this is going to be. Because you're going to be, the next 2 weeks, you'll be out of town.
I'm gone. Then I'm the next week, you out.
Next week, I'll be in Indianapolis. And then
the following week, I think I'm gone again.
And the following week, the first full week in August, I'll be in Orlando.
Okay.
For a conference. So.
Yeah, so hey, you know.
We'll try.
You'll get us when you get us.
We will definitely try. So anyway, we out, man.
T-Rex. Addicted crew DJs. Get addicted, baby.
Good to go. Shizzle.
Damn, homie. In high school, you was the man, homie. In high school, you was the man, homie.
Boy, look, you the man. You the man.
All right. Peace.